No miracle, no act of God. What should not stay unsaid will grow wild as chicory flowers, as the mushrooms on the damp side of a tree. In that time after sunrise, but before the light hits the shore, that time animals know, my father took me in his great canoe under Greenwood Pond. Passing by Flint's cabin in the A-frames, we saw a doe's body lying in the shallows where the reeds have grown high. A gunshot wound in her left side browned the water, which was strange, my father said, because it wasn't hunting season. Strange because it was 5 a.m. and the wound still bled. That night, I dreamt about a forest fire, and all the animals of the earth either running toward it or from it, because there are no other directions to go. Once, I rode my bike down a hill into the side of a shed, because I felt for the first time that invincible charge course through me. Or because I didn't. Because I never have, not even at 10. And when the shed grew closer, I held up my hand to protect myself, or to say no, to say this will not happen, what no miracle, no act of God could stop. It was physics, motion and speed and impact. My palm hit the shed, then my palm hit my forehead, my elbow still locked, the bone snapped back. In the moments before my voice formed a cry, I lay on the ground and laughed because I was alive. No one should be this glad to be broken. The doe in the lake, water filling her nostrils, was she glad? Or the hunter who watched the shapes the moon made through the trees, was he glad when the doe bounded up twice, then fell, flopped in the water, the splash not as loud as the gun, but as deafening? Was he glad before that, in the woods past dark, when she stepped into light? In that same town, a woman was killed Thanksgiving morning while hanging laundry out to dry. It was early, the cold frosting the grass, and because it was cold, she wore white gloves which looked to a different hunter through the forest of dead birches, to be the white of a deer's tail. Two hunters in the same town, and if they were glad, then why, both times, did they leave the doe? It's easy to believe in God when you live below mountains, covered by the shadow of something larger. My father and I hiked up a mountain, and on the way up, we didn't speak, and on its crown, we said, even less. No revelation, only the clouds and the trees, and the clouds overlapping the trees. But there was something I wanted to tell him, not knowing what it was. Lately, I've been having the same dream. The one where the moon lights up all the white in the world, and the doe with the gunshot wound in her side runs toward the lake, to swim to the island offshore. But she does not make it, takes 2 giant leaps in the shallows and reeds, and falls. And for hours she watches the moon slip through the sky and behind the mountain. And when the moon is hidden, all goes dark, and the spots on the doe's back blow out like candles. And the hunter is gone, scared by what he's done. And the doe is alone, except for the otter that slips in at the shore, except for the loon that wails its grief. In this dream, I know the doe is my father, which doesn't make sense, but I know it's true. So I bend down in the water beside the doe and stroke her head. Dear dying doe, dear wet father, stay a little longer. There is something I needed to tell you.